The always grinding mindset is not sustainable, but a life of rest will never allow us to achieve our goals. On this podcast, we will explore the duality of performance training and performance recovery in order to optimize an active, purposeful lifestyle. We talk about intentional discomfort and strategic recovery. I am Dr. Caleb Kaufman, and this is the Duality Labs podcast.
I want to tell you the three reasons that you are not hitting your goals. And then I want to tell you how to accomplish your goals despite being in those three categories. I've been a PT for 10 years. And while that's not a lot of time, it's enough time to get to know people and to get to know how people function. I've seen a lot of people come in with pain, with performance goals, and some of them succeed and some of them fail. And the question is why? And I've really been mulling that around in my head a little bit. Why do some people accomplish their goals and some people don't? And like I mentioned a couple seconds ago, it isn't just my goal of performing. It could be my goal of getting out of back pain, my goal of running a marathon, my goal of deadlifting 405, my goal of spending more time with my family. Those are all very good goals, but not all of us accomplish those goals. So why? What are the things that people are not doing? Or what are the things that are getting in their way? And I think I've come across three different categories to put people in. And don't put yourself in one category without listening to all of them. Because for me, I tend to put myself in the first category. And if I miscategorize myself, the fix for that category is going to be very wrong. And I'm not going to put myself on the right track. The first category, the first reason why you're not hitting your goals is because you're not trying. Now, for me, I put myself in this category all the time. I think that I'm not doing enough. I think that I'm not putting in the effort. I'm not grinding as much as possible. Honestly, the grind mentality is not sustainable. So we should not always push and push. But I tend to think I need to do more and I need to do more and I need to do more. The problem is when I start to do more and more of the same stuff, I'm not actually getting further. Now, if I said you're not trying and you got offended and it's, oh man, I'm definitely trying. You don't know anything. You probably want to put yourself in this category. It's not because you're lazy. It's not because you don't want to put in the effort. Maybe you're just not doing the stuff. Maybe when you have a goal, for instance, you want to run a marathon. You go onto YouTube, you watch some gait training videos, you watch some running inspiration, you go onto Instagram, follow a couple runners, you go to the shoe store and you buy a pair of shoes. Awesome. But then what? Are you actually putting in the work? Are you actually trying to accomplish that goal? And a lot of times, no. The first step is to do something. A imperfect plan in action is better than a perfect plan not being utilized. So if we're not actually doing work, if we're not actually putting in the work and the effort, and I see a lot of that with physical therapy, is that someone comes in there, I have back pain. Cool, what have you been doing for the past 6 months? I've been doing nothing. I've been hoping it'll go away, or I've been taking pain medication. What action have you put on it? Nothing. And that's a fine place to start, because that brings us to that second category. The first thing is you're just not doing anything. You're not actually trying. The next part, and I think this is where a lot of us fall, we're trying, we're doing a lot of work, we're putting in the effort, we're expending a lot of energy, but we don't actually know what we're supposed to be doing. So we're doing all this, we're just spinning our tires because we're not actually doing anything that we should be doing. Or maybe we're doing most of the stuff that we should be doing, but our trajectory is off just a little bit and we're not being as efficient as possible. So what's the fix for this one? Well, quite obviously, this is where a coach comes into play, or a PT comes into play, or someone that you can have objectively look at yourself and say, hey man, these three things that you're doing, all of them are horrible. You need to do these three things. Or these three things are great. Let's modify one of them so that you can get to your destination more efficiently, more effectively, and with less energy wasted. We want to spend energy. We don't want to waste energy. And I think that is the important part of this phase or this category, because we do want to put in the work. We are putting in the work. This is where I would put myself when I'm really thinking about where I am. It's I'm putting in work, I'm doing as much as I can, but sometimes I'm not as efficient as I should be. So what I need to do is I need to take a step back, ask someone for help, objectively look at my training, my business, my health, and just say, look, where am I missing? Where am I lacking? How can I fix these things? So the first one, you're not trying. The fix for that, just do it. Just start doing something. The second thing, you're trying, you don't really know what to do, you're not getting anywhere. The fix for that, keep doing that stuff. Get someone to objectively look at your program to fix it so that the effort and the energy you're expending is actually effective. The third one is you know what to do, but you're not doing it. Or maybe you're doing it a little bit. And I see a lot of people in the latter stages of rehab or performance fall into this category. In the beginning, when the pain was top of mind, when they really had that good goal, when they were motivated, they were pushing hard. They were doing all the right things. They were following the instruction. But as our motivation decreases, and if we haven't built up that discipline, and the pain isn't there to remind us to do the specific things, we get lazy. We stop having those things top of mind, and we don't put the mindset of discipline into it. And we're just like, we'll do it tomorrow. It's okay. But tomorrow turns into next week, turns into next month, turns into never. And we tend to decline, and we tend to get all of those benefits that we've made, they tend to go away. And we want to make sure that doesn't happen. So what do? You got to understand, you can't bank on that motivation. You can't bank on that pain always being there to motivate you and push you forward, because it's not going to be. What we need to do is, when we're going through the thick of it, when we have that motivation, when we have the fear of pain or the fear of losing our functional abilities or the fear of failure, we need to say, cool, I'm going to make some discipline. I'm going to set apart this time in the day to work on this. And whether I'm motivated, whether I want to, whether I don't want to, that is when I'm going to do it. That's when I'm going to put in that effort. Because if we have that discipline, when the motivation goes away, we're still going to push. So those three phases. One is, you're not trying. Get off your butt and do some work. Any work. Doesn't matter. Just do something. Two, you're doing something. You're just not doing the right things. Get a coach. Get an expert to help you along the way. That's going to put you in the right direction. Three, you know what to do and you're just not doing it, or you're not doing it as well as you did. Get that discipline. Don't worry about motivation. Don't worry about excitement. Our emotions come and go. We shouldn't bank on our emotions or our moods. So just get the job done. So I think those are three very important categories to look at when you're not hitting your goals. Even before you start, just say, look, I understand that these things are going to happen. I understand that I'm going to try. I'm not going to do the right thing. I need help to go down the right path. Or I'm going to try. I'm going to get lazy and I'm going to stop doing it. Being able to perceive those obstacles coming up is going to help us understand how to attack those obstacles in the future. As a doctor of physical therapy for 10 years, I've worked with a lot of people, and I've seen people succeed and I've seen people fail. And I think understanding these three categories is going to help us achieve our goals. Our goal as PT is to help people succeed. Like, we're not here to just get people in the door and say, okay, do what you want. No, we want people to succeed. It honestly, if we're looking at, obviously we want people to succeed because it's good for them and it fulfills their dreams and we can change their lives. But really, it gives us satisfaction in our job to say, hey, you came in with knee pain. You weren't able to run a marathon. We took a year to train to relieve that pain, to build up strength and power and performance. You did that marathon and now you're excelling and dropping your time still. That is what we're looking for, and that's what we're driving, because while it does give you the achievement and the goal, it also helps us. So that's why we push so hard, and that's why we always focus on how can we get you to achieve these things. And once people get to those goals, it's really exciting. It helps us celebrate. It helps us understand that we're actually making a difference, and it helps you keep pushing. Because sometimes we do need that boost of motivation, even though we don't bank on it. It's nice to have the motivation in there to keep us going when things get tough. So three things we want you to think about. Are you doing stuff? Are you doing the right stuff? And are you doing enough of the right stuff? If you're not hitting your goals, review those things in your life and make that decision.